Judith Didrikshu, being anxious to see her relatives, Parishankita, being afraid, Bhavat, of Shiva, Nishkramati, moving out, Nirvishati, moving in, Dvidha, divided, Asa, was, Sa, she, Sati. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The sage Maitreya said, Lord Shiva was silent after speaking to Sati, seeing her between decisions. Sati was very much anxious to see her relatives and her father's house, but at the same time she was afraid of Lord Shiva's warning. Her mind unsettled, she moved in and out of the room as a swing moves this way and that. Please repeat after me. The sage Maitreya said, Lord Shiva was silent after speaking to Sati, seeing her between decisions. Sati was very much anxious to see her relatives at her father's house. But at the same time, she was afraid of Lord Shiva's warning. Her mind unsettled. She moved in and out of the room as a swing moves this way and that. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sati's mind was divided about whether to go to her father's house or obey the orders of Lord Shiva. The struggle between the two decisions was so strong that she was pushed from one side of the room to another, and she began to move just like a pendulum of a clock. So, this is the beginning of the fourth chapter, or the fourth canto. The third chapter ended with Lord Shiva's advice to Sati. Lord Shiva's warning to Sati. Sati was very keen, very eager to go to her father's house. And Prabhupada mentioned in this respect, generally women are naturally attached to family members. Their nature is like that. They are more inclined towards the materialistic side. By the anatomical structure, so to say also, where men have one kind of tendency and the women have another kind of tendency. Men, if we consider body and soul, then men are naturally inclined towards the spiritual side and women are more inclined towards the physical side. But of course in Kali Yuga, everything turns upside down. And as a result of that, the men have become like women and women have become like men. In Kali Yuga, the women are more inclined towards spiritual life and men are more inclined towards materialistic way of life, generally. Therefore we see in when we have programs, the participation is more from women's side. More women come to the program and less men. And some programs, no men come at all. And anyway, Krishna consciousness is beyond all these considerations. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. Krishna consciousness is spiritual. And when it comes to a spiritual side, then the real identity is spiritual. Everybody is a spirit soul. And Therefore, one should. We do not generally decide, we generally don't judge things from that point of view. But here we can see Sati, after all, she's a woman. She's Lord Shiva's Shakti. This is another thing, Purusha and Prakriti. Shakti, Man and Shakti. The husband-wife is considered to be two entities in one. Two entities. Husband is one half, woman is the other half, wife is the other half. And together they become one. And just as Krishna has his energy, Shakti, similarly, and Krishna's parts and parcels also have the same structure, so to say. Krishna is Shaktiman and Krishna has his Shakti. Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. Similarly, Lord Shiva and Sati. And the Jivas also, it is like that. The wife is considered to be the other half, the husband. And so, as a result of that, they have different tendencies. Like in the Vedic culture, there are so many examples. Like one example here, man is compared to a tree and a woman is compared to a creeper. The creeper by itself cannot grow. But the creeper grows with the support of the tree. So a woman's growth is with the support of a husband. And so we can see a creeper has a tendency, natural propensity, and the trees have another structure. Trees are strong, upright, but the creepers are delicate. Therefore, the creeper has to have the support. And Vedic culture describes that a woman always needs support. Women need support. When she is young, she is under the, she has the support of her parents. When she is in her youth, she has the support of her husband. And when she is old, she has the support of her son, when the husband retires. So this is the Vedic understanding based on the natural design. That these women have been designed in a certain way. Men have been designed in some other way. So that nature is there. So the women are naturally more inclined towards their family and physical side. And in this way we can see that Lord Shiva is an ideal man, Purusha, completely detached, Bholenath. He is so renounced, completely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, meditating on Krishna all the time, meditating on Shankarshan all the time. Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu. Lord Shiva. And on the other hand, Parvati we are seeing here, Sati rather. She is so attached and she couldn't make out what to do. And as a result of, we can see her mind was so perturbed that she became, as her mind was restless, she was restless. And she was walking up and down, up and down. And in the translation, Prabhupada used the word swing. A swing goes back and forth. And in the purport, Prabhupada used the expression pendulum. Due to indecision. What to do? What to do? Should I go or not? And we will see that eventually what won? Which decision won? No, I'll go to see my relatives. And the verse actually gave that indication. Patnam vanasham hi ubhayatra chintayan. Patnanga patni anga nasham. Lord Shiva knew that if his wife went, if his patni went, then anga nasham, she'll leave her body. So Lord Shiva knew that this will happen. But at the same time, he left it up to her. After giving the advice, he left it up to her. Now you decide what you want to do. Because ultimately decision we have to make ourselves. Krishna also made the same point to Arjuna. Gave the whole lot of advice through Bhagavad Gita, gave the perfect knowledge, and then you decide what you want to do. And then Arjuna, of course, made the right decision. Kodishya bachanam tolu. But Parvati's decision, we'll see, was different. First of all, she was so hesitant. That means she knew that her husband's advice was very important. And she should have followed, she should have obeyed the husband's instruction, Lord Shiva's instruction. But because his offer, attachment to her family members from the father's side, she thought, what's the harm? Let me go. After all, it's my father's house. After all, I'll see so many of my relatives. My sisters will be there. Their children will be there. My mother will be there, whom I didn't see for so long. And what to speak of my friends. So, this is the undeciding factor. This will become the cause of her indecision. Let me just go. And finally, we'll see that she did that. She decided to go. And the result of her going was patnanga nasham. She left her body. She couldn't foresee how terrible this visit to her father's house would be. She couldn't foresee that. She couldn't take that so seriously that her father insulted Lord Shiva. And she could not foresee how deeply her father is holding the grudge against Lord Shiva. So, and as a result of that, when she couldn't tolerate the insult of her husband anymore, she left her body. It's a very important chapter of the Vedic culture. The sati is quitting her body. And so this chapter begins in this way. So I wish you all a very nice journey through this chapter. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question? Yes.
Guru Mahārāja, how to deal with emotions?
What did Jiva Goswami say? Can you explain? Yeah, he must have mentioned material emotion. There is a thing called spiritual emotion also. If you become without emotion, you'll become dry. And there won't be any Krishna consciousness. Emotion, love, is the deepest emotion. And whole Krishna consciousness is founded on this love. It's all love. Love is here. So how can you not have emotion? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying all the time. What was that? Yes, material emotion or attachment to mundane relationship should not be there. The spiritual relationship is desirable. Any other questions? Okay then, that makes my life a little easier. So, I'll be leaving for Mayapur, and I'll be in Mayapur for about a month. We have our meeting starting from the 3rd, day after tomorrow. No, today is 31st. And then the GBC meeting is there. We have our Mayapur GBC meeting on the 3rd. Then the whole month will be meetings and festivals. Mayapur festival will start from the 26th. The Parikrama will start, and this year there is one festival called ISL, ISKCON Sangha, ISKCON ILS, ISKCON Leadership Sangha. So, many leaders from all over ISKCON, the temple presidents and regional secretaries, they are coming. We are expecting about 500 of them from different parts of the world. And Ganga Narayan and Bimal Krishna are going to attend the leadership sangha. Very good. Did you book your accommodations? Okay. What about your ride from the airport?
I need to sort that out. I need to arrange that.
You have to arrange that. Gangan, of course, is Mayapur Basi himself. How did Sati become Parvati? There is a question from Rishikesh. Sati became Parvati. When Sati left her body, then Sati's body, Lord Shiva, went and plundered the Yagya of Daksha. And then Lord Brahma came, and Lord Vishnu also came and pacified Lord Shiva. But still, Lord Shiva stopped plundering the sacrifice, but he took the body of Sati and he started to dance like a madman. So Lord Shiva's dance, you know what is Lord Shiva's dance? Tandava Nritya. Tandava means when Lord Shiva dances, the whole creation falls apart. Like that Tandava Nritya. That was, so Lord Vishnu saw, Narayan saw, that this may completely destroy the whole creation. So then Lord Narayan released his Sudarshan Chakra. and Sudarshan Chakra start cutting the body of Sati. Sati's body was cut into 51 pieces. And those 51 pieces fell in different parts of this planet. And those parts became the teethas of Devi. Like Calcutta is one of the places, Kali Ghat. So similarly, there are all these places, Vaishnav Devi also, I think. Ujjain also? Oh, right, right, that's true. Kundli here, but... Right hand fell here. Harsiddhi, right, okay. So, and then all of a sudden Lord Shiva saw the body is not there. The whole body has been cut into pieces and fell in different places, so body was not there. So Lord Shiva sat and meditation. Jaitas sat down, started to meditate. When Lord Shiva meditates, upon whom does he meditate? He meditates upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now in the meantime, the demigods needed a general to fight with the demons. And they felt that if there is a son from Lord Shiva, then he will be a proper general for. If there is a son from Lord Shiva. So, but for that he needed a, Lord Shiva needed a wife. And they decided that Parvati, the daughter of Himalaya, is the right choice. So, in the meantime, actually, Sati took birth as Parvati, the daughter of Lord Shiva. I'm sorry, daughter of Himalayas. But Lord Shiva was so absorbed that although Parvati came, Lord Shiva was not at all concerned about his external consciousness. He was completely absorbed. Although Lord Shiva, Parvati tried to break the meditation of Lord Shiva in so many ways, she didn't succeed. Then finally the demigods asked Kamdev, Madan, to arouse that feeling of lust in Lord Shiva. So Madan said, I'm not going to do that. Because if Lord Shiva's meditation breaks, then he will be so upset, I'll be in trouble. But all the demigods assured him, don't worry, we'll give you the support. Nothing will happen. So finally, hiding behind a bush, Madan released the five arrows that generates lust in a man's heart. Five flower arrows. Panchashar, Panchaman. And as a result of that, Lord Shiva's meditation broke. But he was angry. Who broke my meditation? And then his glance fell on Madan, Kamdev. And as a result of that, he got burnt to ashes. So although he was burnt to ashes, the demigods revived him. But although they revived him, he didn't have a body. So Kamdev doesn't have a body. So therefore his name is Ananga, Ananga, without a body. So then Lord Shiva saw Parvati and fell in love with her. And then as a result of that, Kartikeya or Skanda was born. So this one is without a name. Are there occasions when the wife should make her own decision and not obey the husband? Bhaktin Carol. Well, it's, you see, like a woman wife is an intelligent person, so she can use her intelligence and figure out which instruction of the husband should be obeyed and should not be obeyed. Like if you are a devotee and your husband says, let's go to a party, or let's go and eat all kinds of things and drink outside, then you can disobey your husband. If your husband's instructions are not in conformity with Krishna consciousness, then you can make your own decision and not obey your husband. So next one is Tribhanga Mohan Das. As we are discussing about women's nature, so sometimes there is tendency that they are affected by improper behavior of devotee around. So how to counsel in such case? As we are discussing about women's nature, so sometimes there is a tendency that they are affected by improper behavior of devotee around. So, as I said, if the behavior is improper, then they should be told how to avoid those kind of improper behavior. So, Krishna consciousness is based on a very simple principle. Do the right thing and don't do the wrong thing. So if something is right, do it. If something is wrong, don't do it. If something is right, advise others to do it. And if something is wrong, advise them not to do it. So let them act, let everybody act properly. Then only there will be perfect situation in our society. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yeta kar? Yeta ki? Dako? Kishurekam? I mean, after the first cut, I sign for it. First cantor, I said, you know.